Cincinnati lost its quarterback. Hopefully they have him back, although they've had a lot of off the field problems. The Ravens may have themselves finally a quarterback of some stature. Tell us about this division. We've only got about 10 minutes. Let's have a little fun and give a brief overview, if you will, for us of this division.
Well, you have to like Cincinnati because they won the division last year, and they're one of only two teams that bring all 22 starters back from a year ago, and that was a fairly young team as it is. But with all the off-field shenanigans going on there, they've had, what, five or six players that have been arrested. That's a distraction. And also, if Carson Palmer's not there on opening day, this is not the same team. This is a quarterback-driven league, and I think Carson Palmer can be the next Troy Aikman. If you keep him on the field and healthy, he's going to be a great, great player. But now he's coming off a knee injury. You're not really sure when he's coming back. If he doesn't play the first month and they start out 2-2 or 1-3, maybe too late. You know, Pittsburgh is a Super Bowl champion, even though they were a wild card team last year. You know, they know how to build a football team despite losses. You know, they lose Jerome Bettis, they bring Deuce Staley back in. You know, they've got Quincy Morgan and Cedric Wilson to fill in for Anton Randall-L. They just find a way to win every year. You know, Cleveland, I thought, had a chance to make a little move here, but not only have they lost Charles Bentley, they've lost their second center. They had to trade for a journeyman, Ross Tucker, to come in this week and be their center. You know, there's still, you know, questions about whether the quarterback is ready. Charlie Fry, he played about five or six games last year. There are questions there. And I'm not really sold on Steve McNair. You know, the name is good, but this is not the Steve McNair that was going to Pro Bowls in the 90s. This is an older player, and I think that's the problem that fans have. They look at a name and not the abilities. You know, in Dallas, they kept talking about Emmitt Smith. Well, when he was 31, 32, this wasn't the Emmitt Smith that was winning rushing titles. It's a descending player. You know, if they asked the running backs, Mike Anderson, Jamal Lewis, to win the division, I think they can compete for the division. But if they're going to put it on Steve McNair, I'm not sure he's, at this point in his life, he can carry that team.